Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's Wednesday, and this is our daily challenge, and I'm Ryan, your host. We're looking this week at a summary of Jesus's Beatitudes. They're called that because his sayings all started with blessed. Blessed are the somebodies. I read those out yesterday if you want a review, but we're going to explore today the backwards nature of that and how it's surprising. During my research for these teachings, I've relied pretty heavily on the teachings of a man named John Stott. And I think he summarized the eight Beatitudes well in this quote, fairly lengthy, that I'm going to read to you now. The Beatitudes paint a comprehensive portrait of a Christian disciple. We see him first alone on his knees before God, acknowledging his spiritual poverty and mourning over it. This makes her weak. You'll note that John Stott uses some masculine language. The Beatitudes paint a comprehensive portrait of a Christian disciple. We see him first alone on his knees before God, acknowledging his spiritual poverty and mourning over it. This makes her meek or gentle in all her relationships, since honesty compels her to allow others to think of her what before God she confesses herself to be. Yet he is far from acquiescing in his sinfulness, for he hungers and thirsts after righteousness, longing to grow in grace and in goodness. We see her next with others, out in the human community. Her relationship with God does not cause her to withdraw from society, nor is she insulated from the world's pain. On the contrary, he is in the thick of it, showing mercy to those battered by adversity and sin. He is transparently sincere in all his dealings and seeks to play in a constructive role as a peacemaker. Yet she is not thanked for her efforts, but rather opposed, slandered, insulted, and persecuted on account of the righteousness for which he stands and the account Christ with whom he is identified. Well, he concludes by saying, such is the man or woman who is blessed, that is, who has the approval of God and finds self-fulfillment as a human being. That may leave you questioning, what? They're blessed? That kind of person doesn't sound like the person we always aspire to be in our world, the person who is always appearing to have all the wonderful things of life. And that's because Jesus is talking about a very specific kind of blessing. Blessing in his kingdom, blessing by the creator of this world, because we're in line with who we were created to be and God's plan and desire for this world and for us. You see, I've been talking about these Beatitudes or blessed sayings as if they're upside down, because they are opposite at many times to the things our world values. But the truth is, it's not these Beatitudes or values that are upside down. It's the world's values that are upside down. God's kingdom is the right way up. God's kingdom is what the world was created to be and what the world is meant to be once again. But it's not the way the world is today. Our world, because of our human action, is rebelled against God. Because we've rebelled against God, our values are often completely opposite of God's values. Even though they feel totally natural and normal to us, our values are very often the ones upside down. Well, a question for you to consider today is, would you list some values that our world just accepts as normal, but that the Beatitudes, these eight sayings we've been looking at, would say are upside down? Have a great time working through that list. It should be very interesting. If you do get through it, I encourage you to share it with somebody in your life and talk about values for them, what's valuable for you. Have a great time. I'll see you tomorrow.